Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, the place for those on the road to self-acceptance, all about self-love and affirming your God-given power. I'm your host, Yael Rose. Stay tuned. Greetings, everyone. Welcome all my new and old listeners to Season 5, Episode 11 of Meditating on Self-Love Podcast. Welcome back to our cozy corner of the podcast world. I'm your host, Yael Rose. In today's show, we'll explore a listener's suggestion, Affirmations for Empathy. I want to thank anyone who has supported my books during this seasonal sale or this year. Dear Father God Prayer Book or The Five Stages of Self-Love are still currently available on sale for the holidays. I want to remind you to please leave a review on Amazon. So before we get started in today's episode, let's take the time to write a book review and share this podcast. I thank you for doing so. If I were to discuss empathy with you personally, I would say to first take a moment to come to yourself and check in with how you are feeling. Then you may have space to grow into putting yourself in another person's shoes and possibly get a glimpse into what may be going on in the other person's life. There must always be a check-in with yourself to understand how you are feeling in given moments. The space you have for others should come from a place of having the capacity within yourself first. Now, this doesn't mean showing others more grace than you show yourself, but it does show the maturity, discernment, and emotional intelligence, as well as self-control you are developing as you move along your self-love journey. The Oxford definition of empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. I have two ways to define empathy. In a direct way, I would define empathy as the capacity to place yourself in another person's shoes and act accordingly. I also define empathy spiritually as the ability to live out the fruits of the Spirit, which include love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, through the renewed heart and mind God has granted you. Now, if you want to read more about the fruits of the Spirit, I encourage you to go over to Galatians 5 and read that chapter. Whether you're learning to show empathy towards your loved ones, coworkers, or community, make sure you have the ability to connect with your feelings and desires and God's will for your life. That's a great starting place. Now, when we come back, we will experience some powerful affirmations for empathy and a journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Stay tuned. This holiday season, enjoy the warmth of self-love and prayerful moments at exclusive prices. Enjoy 20% off the print edition of Dear Father God, a collection of morning and night prayers, and treat yourself to the gift of self-love with a delightful 25% off my first book, The Five Stages of Self-Love. These special offers sparkle only for a few moments, so don't wait. Find a quiet place to relax I will present each affirmation with time in between to meditate, journal, or just breathe. I take time to listen and attend to my own feelings and needs, which builds my capacity to listen to others' feelings and needs. I take time to listen and attend to my own feelings and needs, which builds my capacity to listen to others' feelings and needs. Actively listen and offer solutions to others when I have the capacity to do so. I actively listen and offer solutions to others when I have the capacity to do so. The ability to listen to others even when I do not agree with them. I have the ability to listen to others even when I do not agree with them. Thank you. I am strong enough to show empathy without fearing my needs won't be met. I am strong enough to show empathy without fearing my needs won't be met. Myself to build a character of integrity and discernment over time. I allow myself to build a character of integrity and discernment over time. The ability to put myself in others' shoes. I have the ability to put myself in other people's shoes. Thank you. of how my energy and actions have the ability to impact others. I am mindful of how my energy and actions have the ability to impact others. Lastly, I actively practice empathy for others. I actively practice empathy for others. Stay here for a few more moments, affirming empathy on your self-love journey. Be well.
Hey there, podcast family. Your holiday sales start now. For a limited time only, enjoy a 20% discount off your very own print copy of Dear Father God, a collection of morning and night prayers. But that's not all. Elevate Your Self-Love Journey with 25% off my first book, The 5 Stages of Self-Love. All you have to do is click the links to the books in the description. This discount lasts for a limited time, so don't wait.
Thank you for sticking around for this week's journal writing prompt. As always, support the podcast by sharing, writing reviews, or getting your copy of the books for yourself or someone else this holiday season. Here's today's journal writing prompt. Answer: can you remember a time when empathy was actively displayed by yourself or someone else? What details do you remember from that situation? And from this episode and that situation, are there any ways you would like to show more empathy in your life? Take your time to write about your experiences. Happy journaling. Thank you.
tuning in to this Season 5 episode of Meditating on Self-Love podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and I appreciate you listening. Please support this podcast by sharing it, liking, and leaving a review. Take the 5 stages of self-love quiz on my website and get the 5 stages of self-love book available on Amazon right now. You can support via Cash App, follow me on social media, and share episode requests. For all advice, coaching, sponsorships, and other inquiries, email me at hello@iamyourrose.com. All the links are down in the description. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.